Hi there, guys. Welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where IP try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using a tag only.
Attack only.
Attack on. My tummy just rumbled.
Oh, dear.
Picked up.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we're continuing Final Fantasy 12 today.
We just started in the Lusu Mines.
The Lusu Mines. We've still got Lamont with us.
Yes, Lamont.
He's a little kid. Little recap of what happened last time. Pinello got kidnapped.
Yep.
And Bosch and the team have taken Balthier to go find her.
Yeah.
Get her back from backgammon, because really it's Balthier's fault for giving her a handkerchief.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah.
She's like, I just met him that one time. They're like, well, clearly he's just like Sal from blowing Rabanasta, like, really quickly to come find you, so clearly you two are banging. She's like, I don't get it, I'm underage.
No man just hands over his handkerchief to any woman.
Because she's upset.
Nobody
does
that.
She might need to blow her nose.
The amount of times I've seen upset women out there and I've kept my handkerchief to myself.
You don't have the handkerchief.
I don't have a handkerchief.
Alright. Your handkerchief.
So we go. Oh, would you?
Yeah. I'm not ironing them though.
Oh, come on.
God, no. Anyway.
Yeah.
I see everyone's equipped with big old poles.
Yeah, everyone's got poles because monks can use them and they hit flying enemies.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good. Monks are good all round, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder when I unlock my next job.
You should, when you go back to Rabanasta, you should head over to the Clan Centurion.
You're obsessed with these hunts, aren't you?
Well, no, because the Moogle who's in charge lets you change jobs and talks to you about jobs and stuff.
Oh, that's... Oh, he's not the one that gives you a second job,
Mont Blanc.
Okay, fine. I'll go see
you. Yeah,
you
have to go back. Anyorod.
Anyorod.
Let's go.
Cool. Okay, I've got to a point in the mines where I'm about to fight Backgammon and his cronies. Just got a head shake. And everyone's level 16 except for Bosch, who is level 14.
And Lamont's dead.
And Lamont is dead. Should I revive him for a bite? Nah.
Leave him to die.
I bet Balthier's thinking, I was meant to be looking after this kid, and he's dead. I've killed him.
Clearly royalty.
Yeah, didn't he have like a serpent thing on?
Yeah, Balthier knows who he is.
Yeah, well, it's Balthier obvious. Knows everything, doesn't he? He's a cocky little...
Shit.
I've not said the C word in this whole podcast.
Well, you can keep it that way, please.
Okay. It didn't go well. I died.
Yep.
But Balthier doesn't know who Lamont is. Which is weird.
It is weird. You should really know who a member of the royal family is, considering that he was... Spoilers.
Yeah. And there was a little throwback to Final Fantasy VII. Did you see it?
I didn't.
No? When Lamont chopped the Nephsite, it was his backgammon's head.
It reminded you of when Sephiroth throws the material at Cloud's head and it bounces off.
It's so good. Best scene in Seven.
Yeah, brilliant. You fought the three amigos.
The three
Bwaji, Begamnon and Mwaji? And then you died.
Oh man, I died. But they've set Pinello three. Free.
So, well, you're supposed to run from this fight, but seeing as you can't, you're just going to have to level.
Yeah, I'm going to level to level 20 now, and I'm going to sort out my gambit so everyone attacks the party leader.
Party
leader's target. Oh my god. So
yeah, you'll have to select so go for the crossbow guy first.
Yeah, crossbow guy we noticed was healing everyone else, so we're going to go for him first.
Yeah, and the leader, I think Begamnon, when he gets down to really low health, I think his defence goes up quite a lot. Because it was on, you were on like a minuscule amount of health. He was flashing red for ages.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Maybe so it was just because the other one was curing him, but.
Yeah.
Maybe go for the crossbow guy, then go for the other one, and then go for the Begamnon last.
Cool. So yeah, that's the plan.
Cool.
All right, time for leveling. Do you want to put a midsummer on? I got a bit bored with grinding and decided to go take him on at level 17, and I did it. I changed my gambits around so that the party leader was attacking the enemy with the lowest health. Bosch survived the fight, and Backgammon has just ran away.
He was like, confound you, I'll have my pound of flesh yet, Balthier.
And sodded off. So I don't know what to do now. I've just revived my other two guys and they're healing each other now with potions. And I've just noticed that Lamont is no longer in the party. He ran off. So that's good. Don't have to look after him anymore. I've got out the mines.
Well done.
Thank you. And Penelo was there with a judge and some other guys.
And the Marquis.
The Marquis.
And they didn't believe that she was kidnapped. But then Larsa comes along. Well, we know his name's Larsa now.
Yeah, he's come out as Lord Larsa.
He's like, oh, hi, Penelo. And then grabs her and runs off.
Yeah, so
and
now...
And Penelo's like, what? Okay, fine.
Now Penelo's being kidnapped again by Larsa.
Poor Larsa. You're mean to him.
So... Yeah, there's no real clear instructions on what I've got to do next, though, is there? They didn't say, oh, we should go track him down.
I think you just literally got to walk up the steps.
Oh, and there's another cutscene.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Did we record this part a little bit too early?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're back in the tickle. So, I'm not sure why we're doing this. Is it to get Bosch off the hook, yeah?
No, it's to get the Resistance's attention.
Oh, to get the Resistance's attention, but I've just got to the point where I've got to go around going...
I'm...
Captain Bosch von Rotzenberg of Dalmasca.
There you go. You were going to do it for him. Yeah. And now people are like, he's a bit ugly to be Bosch.
What do you think?
Why can't Bosch just do it?
Well,
it
certainly qualifies as a clemmer. All right, Vaughn, get to it. For the girl's sake.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Oh, and the more people around to witness your little performance, the better. If we're going to...
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to do it in front of the...
The guards. Yeah.
Just in front of the tourist information dudes.
Yeah. So, off I chuff. Do you want to do this part?
No, not really.
Ugh, all right. Vaughn gets taken by some people to see some people in a back room of a tavern. And Balthier comes in and is like, well, this isn't very original. And then Bosch comes in and they're all like, oh, he's alive.
The Resistance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that who they were? Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. And then there's a cutscene with Penelo and Lars Hole. And he's like, you'll be safe here and you'll meet Vaughn again soon. And Penelo's like, I didn't think I'd ever see him again.
Yeah, and he reveals that he's Larsa and he's Vane's younger brother.
Little broski.
And he seems to think that Vane is a really, really lovely guy.
Yeah.
But we know that's not true.
So
you're still in the tavern, just on the front part, in the front of house now, not in the back rooms with all the boxes.
Cool. So, still not sure where I got to go.
I think you probably get summoned by the Marquis at some point, don't you? Head out of the tavern and find out.
Okay.
Right, lots happened, so let's sum this up.
Okay, you take the wheel. You take the wheel.
So once we've got Ondor, the Marquis of Vigerba's attention by being brats in the tavern,
We
get summoned to his mansion where we learn that Lars has taken Penelo back to the Imperial fleet. And they'll be going back to Rabanasta, quick as. Ondor's like, oh, that's the reason why they've kept Bosch alive, because Vane's kept him alive as a contingency plan.
Okay.
So, because Ondor said that Bosch had been executed. But he didn't have any proof of that, but the fact that Bosch is alive is kind of Vane's way of keeping Ondor in check.
Right.
So, Bosch threatens Ondor, they get the guard, and then they send the whole lot of them, including Vaughn, Balthier, Fran, off to the Imperial fleet. And they land in the Leviathan, where Ash is there.
Ash?
With the Judge Geese.
Oh, we saw Cid.
We did see Cid.
Talking to himself.
Yeah, back at Rabanastra, we see Vane in his office with Judge Gabranth, who we know is Barsh's brother.
Yes, we do.
And that is basically confirmed because...
He took his helmet off.
He didn't take his helmet off.
Yeah, when he spoke to Bosch in the cage, he took his helmet off. They looked exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, but in... But in that room, he doesn't take his helmet off.
No.
He just says, I'll kill him myself. And Vane's like, oh, yeah, your fraternity is moving. I'm like, yeah, well, you could totally kill your little brother if... like, you would totally stick a stagger in Lamont, in Larsa, sorry.
Larsa.
So we see Balthier's dad, Sid. The resemblance is uncanny. So it's not like he's chatting to himself about Nethesai and Magisai and just...
Mankind
and all sorts
history.
Of...
history. Just insane
babble. Insane gibberings. We know why he's chatting to himself.
I don't.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah. I do.
I don't.
Oh, okay. So now then we're back on the Leviathan and we've met Lady Ash, who slaps Barsh in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't bother to deny that. He doesn't bother to say, I'm not the one who killed your dad.
Yeah, that was actually that's true.
My brother. He's just like, oh, shut up and get over it, basically.
Yeah, why wasn't he like, all right, chill out, I didn't kill him?
I don't know.
Strange, isn't it?
He's a bit of a weirdo. Anyway, she gets all mouthy. And then Barsh says, listen, I can prove that she's actually the princess. There's a stone, only I know where to find it. And of course, Vaan has it on him all along, the Dusk Shard.
Yeah, how did he get it out of his pocket if he was cuffed up?
It's a bit weird, it suddenly appears in his hand and it's massive. How was he keeping that in his leggings?
Well, is it in his leggings or is it somewhere else?
Stuck up his bum.
Bum!
Ouch. So the judge takes it off him and they tell them to take them away. They put Ash somewhere separate. And then we see Vossla. Vossla's disguised as an Imperial, and he helps Balthier, Fran, Barsh, and Vaan get out their handcuffs, and now we're free to wander around the Dreadnought Leviathan.
Excellent. Good recap. Well done.
Oh, I felt like I need a drink. Oh,
mate, I tell you, it was like watching a film.
There's quite a lot of cutscenes, wasn't
there? It was. A lot of information.
It was.
And not if I understood. So, on the Leviathan, there are these red lasers, and if I go through them, an alarm sets off. Like that. And guards come running. And this is quite a good place to level up some LP, which is what I'm going to do for a little bit.
And chain
stuff, yeah. We should probably explain chaining for people who don't know.
Yeah.
Chaining is when you chain a certain amount of enemies of the same type, you get better items.
Yeah, but you
drop
can't...
from them.
Yeah, it goes up in stages. So at first it would drop these little bags, little purses.
Little satchels.
And then it'll go up to like disc-shaped.
Yeah.
Blue silver. Ones. Bluish silver, and then up to like goldy shape.
Does it go any higher?
Yeah, and platinum? Then it goes up to like a big fat gold ring thing, gold disc. And the higher your chain, you also get a trophy for it in Sky Pirate's Den. I think it's 150.
Oh, really?
Chain 150. And the higher you go, the more stuff you get. So it multiplies the loot you get. Also, it adds status effects sometimes to you, like shell, protect, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's
good
broken.
Stuff. Yeah,
if
it
you
is.
Attack something else.
It is. I've just hit the silver ones now, so. Yeah, yes. Yeah, sorry, not. No, I thought you meant it's broken, like it breaks the game.
Oh, no. The chain breaks if you attack something else. So there are guard dogs in this. If you attack a guard dog, you'll lose your chain.
Yeah.
You can't run away, so.
No. So I've got to fight whatever comes.
Fight
really.
Whatever comes, yeah. The best area to chain things is skeletons.
In the mines, that's just
in. Yeah, in the mines or in Steel Shrine Miriam.
Yep.
And the Necron Abdis.
Cool.
Skellies.
I get into a fight with a couple of Imperial guards, and Vossler's like, take down their leaders and everything will be fine. So we did that, and they all did like a little pose, like a little victory pose. I got a congratulations on the screen. It felt like it went on for 3 hours. And now I've just got to the cells where they're keeping Ash. We rescue Ash, and she's like, you, when she sees Barsh. And Vossa's like, it's all right, we'll talk later. And Vossa's like, come on, Penelope's there. We gotta go see Penelope. Come on. Anyway, Ash is in my party properly now, so I'm gonna make her a monk. The plan now is to go back the way we came and get a ship and chuff on out of here. So, yeah, the alarm's going off now, and there's enemies everywhere, as you can probably hear in the background. Just beating them up. I found a control panel which resets the alarm for 60 seconds, but because I'm playing on full time speed, that 60 seconds goes, well, four times, whatever, you do the math. Okay, we meet up with Pinello and Larsholm. Larsholm's like, here, matey boy, to Vossla. We've got to go and to the airships for some reason. And he apologises to Ash and says that her and Bosch should be dead, but they're not, so there's threads that need pulling. Yeah. Katie's starting to play Final Fantasy XIV, so I don't know how much of this episode she's going to chip in on. So you might just have to put up with me and my shit recaps. But yeah, Pinelli's in the party now. I've got my full party forever, and cool, good stuff. Time to get off this Leviathan ship. I completely forgot to mention that Larsholm gives Pinello the Nethersite from the mine.
And the manufactured Nethersite.
The manufactured stuff. And then we get into a fight with a judge before we can get onto an airship. And he goes to do his big ball of fire thing to kill us, but the Nethersite reacts and protects us. I take down the judge, and Vossla gets us a ship, and now we're back in
Bujerba.
Mm-hmm. In the aerodrome.
Vossla advises Ash that she should trust Bosch, and that they should also trust Ondor. And then he asks her if he can bug her off somewhere to do something or other and stay with Bosch, and she agrees. For some reason. She's just completely forgotten about the fact that she thinks he murdered her father. I guess they must have cleared that up on the way over here, because they seem to be getting along fine now.
Yeah.
And Pinello gives Balthier his handkerchief back, and he's like, "Oh, thank you." And Pinello's like, "Oh, he's so cute." And Bran's just standing off in the background like, "Balthier's got a Balthier, I guess."
So what do I do now? What's my next move? Oh, I've got to go see Ondor.
Yep, go talk to Ondor, because he is Ash's uncle.
Oh, Uncle Ondor.
Uncle Ondor.
Okay, a lot happened, so once again, I'm going to let Katie take the wheel.
We head off to see Halim, who's Ash's uncle, and he refuses to do really much for her, but insists that she stay there because it's safer for him, for her, in fact. And Balthier is demanding clothes, food, a bath and everything, and, you know, just being like, come on, I rescued a princess, you know, just, you know, little snacks, maybe a nice scented bath, bubbles, wine. And then later it cuts to Ash snuck aboard Balthier's ship, and she's trying unsuccessfully to fly it away because she is an idiot. And then everyone else creeps up on her, basically. The gang's all there, and they decide to head off to Wraithwall's tomb, because that's where we'll find the next MacGuffin,
yeah.
The Dawn Shard, which will prove Ash's identity as well.
Balthier is like, you should probably stay here though, Ash. And then Ash is like, well, kidnap me, because there's going to be treasures in the tomb.
Yeah.
And he's like, ooh, fuck, treasure. He got me, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't actually know what the treasure is, unfortunately, and when he does find out, he flips his lid.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah, it's quite funny. So we've head off to where are we, the Estersand or the Westersand?
We're Westersand now.
The Westersand.
Got to go through the Sand Sea. Cool. To the tomb. But
park the stroll, put the
blip on, turn it invisible so birds can fly into it.
Brain themselves. Just flapping along.
And he's like, oh, Vaughn, could you just get the birds off the windshield?
I would love to see that.
Yeah, and that is where we're going to leave it for this episode. It was very cutscene heavy, not a lot of action.
Heavy. You did fight a boss.
I fought two bosses.
And you've leveled up a bit.
Yeah, got my party back together. I might head back to Rabanasta as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a teleport crystal there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, but I could just walk it for LP, can I?
You could. Or you could take the stroll, I think.
Yeah.
You can dock her at the aerodrome now.
Oh, can you? So, yeah, I'll head back to Rabanasta, and I'll let you know how I get on there next episode, though. I'm going to go see Mont Blanc and see if he unlocks my second ops.
Yeah, and this is the point where you've got your party forever now.
Yeah.
So you've got all six of your full-time party members, and none of them go now. So no, you're happy
levels
to.
Like, I'm around 18, so average level's 18.
Cool.
So
you can put equipment on them, you can level them up, and yep. You know they're not going to disappear.
Good.
Yay.
Cool.
Excellent.
Right. So thanks for listening again, guys, and we will see you next episode.
Next episode, we'll be going for Wraithwall's treasures.
Yeah, that'll all be in one episode, I expect.
It means Demon Wall.
Demon Wall, two Demon Walls.
Two Demon Walls.
So I can't run away.
You can't, oh yeah. I've got to fight them both.
Yeah, I got to fight them both. Try to get to level 20 before then.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's two fights, literally. You've got no time to put to do to anything. Back, you can't heal or anything like that.
God. It'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.